Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Callaway. Batting second. The left fielder, Ralph Hodgson. Batting third. The right fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Dave Philly. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Orville Grove. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Orville Grove. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Lake. Batting second. The second baseman, Eddie Mayo. Batting third. The right fielder, Pat Mullen. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Roy Cullenbine. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hal Wagner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dizzy Trout. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dizzy Trout. And now, play ball. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake misplays the ball. That's an error on Lake. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Evers. Hodgson reaches second base with a double. Callaway goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, White Sox. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hodgson scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kell moves to second. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Orville Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove strikes out. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 1 in the game. Callaway hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hodgen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 1 in the game. Wright hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0 for 1 in the game. Lake hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0 for 1 in the game. Mayo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lake moves to second. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mullen takes first base on ball 4. Lake moves to third. Mayo moves to second. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Lake scores. Mayo moves to third. One out. It's 2-1, White Sox. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hodgen. Kell reaches second base with a double. Mayo scores. Wirtz moves to third. It's White Sox, 2, Tigers, 2. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 1 in the game. Evers is walked intentionally. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 1 in the game. Cullenbine hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Wirtz scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Tigers. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. York hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 1 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Lake fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake misplays the ball. That's an error on Lake. Philly moves to second. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 1 in the game. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 1 in the game. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 0 for 1 in the game. Trout hits a fly ball into left field. Hodgins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lake hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mullen hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Orville Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0 for 1 in the game. Grove hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 2 in the game. Callaway hits a fly ball into left field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hodgen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Tigers. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Evers hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cullenbine takes first base on ball 4. Evers moves to second. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a line drive into center field. Philly picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Philly. Evers scores. Cullenbine moves to third. Wagner moves to second. It's 5-2, Tigers. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 0 for 2 in the game. Trout hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Cullenbine scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-2, Tigers. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Lake hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 2 in the game. Wright hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. he's got one RBI. York hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 2 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wright moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Smith now pitching. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway misplays the ball. That's an error on Callaway. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mullen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mayo moves to second. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Wirtz bunts for an out with unknown description. Mayo moves to third. Mullen moves to second. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Kell takes first base on ball 4. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Evers hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Mayo scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 7-2, Tigers. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 2 in the game. Michaels hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 2 in the game. Tresh hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 3 in the game. Callaway hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Evers. Callaway reaches second base with a double. Smith goes all the way around to score. Callaway moves to third. It's 7-3, Tigers. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hodgen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Callaway scores. It's 7-4, Tigers. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wright hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hodgen moves to third. Al Benton now pitching. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. York hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Wagner takes first base on ball 4. Al Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton bunts for an out with unknown description. Wagner moves to second. One out. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Lake takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Mayo hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Jimmy Outlaw pinch hits for Pat Mullen. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw takes first base on ball 4. Wagner moves to third. Lake moves to second. Ed Merkowitz pinch hits for Vic Wirtz. Ed Merkowitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merkowitz hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Outlaw now playing right field. Ed Merkowitz now playing left field. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 3 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 3 in the game. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 4. The Tigers will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Kell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Philly. Kell reaches second base with a double. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Evers bunts for an out with unknown description. Kell moves to third. 1 out. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Cullenbine takes first base on ball 4. Bob Swift pinch hits for Hal Wagner. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kell scores. 2 outs. It's 8-4, Tigers. Al Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton is 0 for 0 in the game. Benton hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Swift now catching. Thurman Tucker pinch hits for Mike Tresh. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker strikes out. 1 out. Jack Walesa pinch hits for Eddie Smith. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa strikes out. 2 outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Callaway hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Hodgen hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.